This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
Allahu akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
La بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba Rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, dhakarna fima sabak, uslub al-Qur'an fi al-qisas, ya'ti li fath al-uqul, wa laysa li ishba' al-fudul. Once we said that when the Qur'an tells a story, the purpose of the Qur'an is not to fulfill our own curiosity, but rather to enlighten and open our minds. Stories stick. It is an easy way of conveying a lesson. People love to listen to stories. The stories of the Qur'an are brief. They're not concerned mostly about historicity, but they're concerned about the message that is in them. يقول ربنا جل وعلا وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ The Quran tells us in two short verses about a group of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their defiance, because of their disobedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and forbade them from fishing on the Sabbath. Allah said on the Sabbath, you do not fish. But to make even the test harder, it said that on the day of the Sabbath, إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ شُرَّعَ شُرَّعَ يعني قَرِيبَ On the Sabbath, to make even the test more difficult, Allah said that on that day the fish would come out so close and so reachable, but you're not supposed to touch them. You're not supposed to. And what do these people do? They devised a plan, thinking that they can outsmart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do? They set up their nets on Friday. Technically, they're not fishing on Saturday. But when they come on Sunday, all the fish have been trapped on Saturday, but the collection takes place on Sunday. The nets were set on Friday. Nothing is happening on Saturday. Sunday, they make the collection, trying to outsmart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then listen to the reaction of those who are around. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. But then a group amongst them, the righteous, the wise amongst them, they spoke up. And they said, look, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is a violation. You may be adhering to the letter of the law, but you are for sure breaking the spirit of the law. You shouldn't be doing this. And they kept reminding the people, don't do that. Do not think that you are outsmarting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not violate the Sabbath. Do not do and go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And these people spoke up. And they kept speaking, and they kept speaking, so much so that some people looked at them and they said, yo, time out. إِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So a group from amongst them, they said, time out. لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ. Why do you preach? Why do you admonish? Why do you attempt to teach people whom Allah will surely annihilate أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, or Allah will surely punish them with a severe chastisement. Why do you do that? Now listen to this. We've got three people going on right now. We've got the people who are actually in violation. They are doing the fishing, complete violation. And then there are those who did not fish. But these people were of two kind. Some decided that they're going to be silent about what is going on. And the others, they said, we need to speak up. We must do something about this. But one group, even though they did not violate, but they were guilty of something else. They were guilty of apathy. Allah mubala. They were guilty of apathy. They saw the wrong, but they decided that we're not going to do anything about it. We're going to wait for Allah to punish these people. We are going to wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring it on them. So they went to the people who were talking, said, yeah, you're wasting your time, man. Why are you reaching out to all these politicians? Why are you reaching to your representatives? Why are you contacting the media? Why are you emailing CNN? Why are you doing all of this? It's a waste of time, man. Hey, do you think politicians are going to read your emails? Do you think that your local representatives really care about you? Do you think that there are enough Muslims to really make a difference? Y'all are just wasting your time. لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ. Why do you preach to people whom Allah will annihilate, Allah will destroy? You are just wasting your time. The people spoke. This is what we call a beautiful comeback. You see, believers are not only doers of good, but also believers are those who think well, and they are also able to speak well. Remember what we said? There is a difference between a good sounding argument and a good sound argument. And remember what they teach in law school. In law school, the first lesson that law students are given is what? He who frames the argument wins the argument. So now they just frame the argument. لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ. Why do you preach to people whom Allah will annihilate أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, or Allah will bring a painful chastisement against them? So the righteous spoke up and they said, مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم يتقون. He said, number one, we speak so that we free ourselves from blame with our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You saw what has happening to the people of Gaza. What did you do about it? Wallah, you know, I lived far away and there was really nothing that I could have done. And Allah, you know how it is. And, you know, with all these politicians, everybody here is bought by AIPAC. And you know, the Jewish lobby is very strong with Christian Zionism. They are really in charge. There was really nothing for me to do. So these people, and they spoke and they said, the elimination of evil begins by pointing out, talking about the evil. قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم. We saw the evil and we have an obligation. We had to speak against it. معذرة إلى ربكم, to free ourselves from blame with our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that becomes fruitful or not in my lifetime or not, that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me about. Allah will ask me, what did you do? What was your effort in this? Not whether your effort was fruitful or not. قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم. We wanted to make sure that we are free of blame from with our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is also something else. ولعلهم يتقون. We did so that they may be mindful. So that they may be mindful. See, as the Quran tells us, it is not a big deal to win over your enemy. That's not what the Quran wants us to do initially. It's not a big deal to win over your enemy. It is a big deal to win your enemy over. It may not happen, but you must at least make that attempt. Because see, the problem is not evil. The problem is apathy. When people just don't care. When people don't care, that is the greatest of all evil. Evil will always be there. What determines whether evil is intense, strong, spreading or not is all about what are people doing about it. Apathy. And that's why they say the opposite of love, عكس الحب إيش؟ مش البغض. They said the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy. عكس الحب مش البغض. عكس الحب إلا مبالاة. When you don't care. Because if you love, you would care. And Allah is teaching us, do not be like the people who violate, but also do not be like the people who were apathetic. Because apathy is a silent killer. Apathy is a silent killer. You know what is more dangerous even than apathy? Because apathy eventually adds up, and apathy leads to cowardice. Quran does not want the reader of the Quran to be a coward or to be guilty of apathy. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. ليس منا من بات شبعانا وجاره جائع. He is not of us, the one who sleeps with a full belly. Their neighbor sleeps with an empty belly. These people know it and they don't do anything about it. Why not? Apathy. Don't care. ليس منا, he is not one of us. You cannot really consider yourself of the believers when you are guilty of apathy. People don't care. Hey, do you know what's going on here? Man, I don't know and I really don't care. Hey, do you know that there is an active genocide taking place in Congo right now? No, you know, Africans are always fighting anyways. Who cares? Do you know that there is another genocide going on? So, man, these people have always had problems. Just dismissive of it. See, this attitude is a silent killer. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is not befitting to a believer. قل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث القدسي ربك يكلم واحد من عبادي قل عبدي كنت مريضا ولم تزرني كنت جائعا ولم تطعمني.
قال ربي كيف أزورك وأنت رب العالمين، كيف أطعمك وأنت رب العالمين.
Said that in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, Allah will confront one of his servants, and he will say to him or her, I was sick, but you visited me not. So the servant would obviously defend him or herself and say, Ya Allah, you are the Lord of the world. How? Me visiting you? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لقد علمت أن عبدي فلان كان مريضا ولم تزره أما لو أنك زرته لوجدتني عنده. صلوا على رسول الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, Oh, you think now you have a good answer? You really come up with a brilliant argument? He said, it came to your knowledge that such and such person was sick. You knew about it and you visited them not for the sake to comfort them. Had you visited them, you would have found me there. كنت جائعا ولم تطعمني. I was hungry and you fed me not. Said Allah, how can I feed you? And you are رب العالمين, the Lord of the worlds. And Allah will say, علمت أن عبدي فلان كان جائعا أما أنك لأطعمته لأطعمته. You knew about my servant, such and such, and you knew they were hungry and you fed them not. Had you fed them, you would have indeed found me to be there. Apathy. Complete apathy. The things that we really ought to care about, we absolutely do not care about. And all the nonsense that we shouldn't care about, oh, we spend hours upon hours on it. And that's not acceptable, man. In our deen, that's not acceptable. Allah tells us the story so that people wake up. Apathy is a disease. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, a very popular ancient proverb, parable that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives. مَثَلُ الْقَائِمِ عَلَى حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. You know, the one that is adherent to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the parameters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. And for those who are in violation of the parameters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. كَمَثَلِ قَوْمٍ اسْتَهَمُوا عَلَى سَفِينَةٍ. Was like a group of people. They had a draw as who gets the upper deck and who gets the lower deck. Obviously, everybody wants to be on the upper deck. Fresh air, access to water, it's more free, nice scenery. So some ended up in the upper deck, other people ended up on the lower deck. The people in the lower deck, every time they want to fetch water, they would have to come up to the upper deck of the ship. So they thought to themselves and they said, wait a minute. Man, every time we have to, that's such a big inconvenience. Going up and then coming down again, getting the water, and might be easier to just make a little hole here in the very bottom of the ship so that we have immediate access to the water. Good intentions. But remember what they say. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. لا يربي عافينا وإياكم. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the people in the upper deck choose to do nothing about this, everybody will go down. Everybody goes down. And this is precisely what is happening today. Everybody is going down. People in the upper part of the deck, everybody is apathetic. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So the Quran is reminding us. The point is not to entertain, but the point is to bring about light upon a group of people. See, we get too caught up by saying, man, these people, they really try to outsmart Allah. Can you believe this? Like, what kind of a fool would try to outsmart Allah? But the Quran said, there is also another group of people there. Those who were apathetic and those who decided to speak up and do something about it. Despite the fact that they were told that these people are not listening. Why do you admon? Why are you preaching to them? Why do you care? Why do you make the phone calls to the White House? Why do you make phone calls to the Congress people? Why do you care? You know, one time when I was living back in California, the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, I think it was Mayor Garcia at the time. He made a statement. He visited occupied Palestine. He visited occupied Palestine, and he expressed solidarity with those who stole the land. I don't like to name them. They don't deserve that much. So he made a statement of solidarity with the people who stole the land. When he came back, people were complaining. Said, you know, why did you make that statement? You're a mayor. Just worry about our city. And why are you talking about this? And the Muslims were complaining. You know what we were told? That point, Mayor Garcia said, you Muslims are complaining to me. Let me tell you what happened. When I came back, on my messages, I found 100 voice messages thanking me for the solidarity that I showed to the people who stole the land. Not a single phone call, not a single email that really documents how you all feel. Politicians understand the language of numbers. When you make that phone call, when you say we don't like this, when you say we are here and we... See, now everybody's talking about Muslim votes in the swing states. You know, Muslims in Michigan, Muslims in Pennsylvania, Muslims in Florida. They are about to make a difference. Why? Because they care about our issues? No, man, because they want votes. But don't wait for a catastrophe. At that point, you're just selfish. Apathy leads to cowardice. Apathy is a silent killer. Apathy is the opposite of love. If you love, you wouldn't be apathetic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. See a story I always love to repeat. A sage was invited to talk to a group of people. And everybody was excited about, you know, we have this speaker coming from a far distance. And when the speaker came to address the crowd was very small. So the organizers, they said, we put so much effort and look at how many people showed up. Not enough people showed up. So the man, being a wise man, he looked at the organizers and he said, people, he said, do not be disappointed by your numbers. We are not looking for numbers amongst our faithful. We are looking for faith in our numbers. We're looking for faith amongst our numbers because change never took place because the majority wanted it. Change has always taken place because there was a committed minority behind it. Be of that committed minority, not of those who are apathetic and just absolutely don't care. See, the same way that we today don't care, tomorrow things will creep into us and other people will not care. Memphis is really bad with crime. Alhamdulillah, man, we don't live in, man, I live in a gated community. Well, guess what? You keep that attitude up. And you know what happens eventually? Your gated community will not protect you. That is how our deen works. Not just for your sake. That makes you selfish. مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ I did something about it. And we're happy to say that, inshallah, tonight we will be hosting, after Jum'ah as well, we will be hosting people who are making a difference. Our brothers and sisters in care. Personally speaking, you know, if you Google my name, unfortunately, the very first thing that comes up is what? Fazaga versus FBI. That's not how you want to be known. But that has only become possible because of my brothers and sisters in care. Personally, my story represents many people. People who were violated by their own government. People who were targeted because they're Muslims. People who were targeted because they came to the masjid. So the FBI decides we need to monitor these people. What have they done? We don't know, but they're Muslims. That's profiling. That's a violation. So encouraged, said, man, you need to do something about this. You need to stand up and speak, not just for yourself, but many people out there. And you cannot appreciate enough the type of effort that these brothers and sisters are doing. See, our apathy is unacceptable. Their effort, though, is beautiful. So, inshallah, we invite you. Tonight, inshallah, we have our brothers and sisters, inshallah, visiting us from Cairo. They will be in our Friday night programs. After the salah, please, please do stick around. Brother Ayman, inshallah, will be talking to us for just, I promise you, 3 to 5 minutes. And he will be updating us with all the updates that we need to hear about. You're all hearing about 100,000 people in Michigan are voting as uncommitted, and it's making a story at this point because somebody has put the effort there. So inshallah, please do stick around for that. And we've all seen the absolutely horrific images that came out of Gaza in the past few days when people were targeted as they were getting the aid that they were receiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the people who targeted them. Each and every one of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May every Zionist thug suffer in this life as well as the hereafter, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May they have no comfort, not in this life, not in the hereafter, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people who are oppressed wherever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their difficulties, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala annihilate and bring painful chastisement to those who are oppressing them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma farj hamma al-mahmumin wa nafis karba al-makroobin wa qdi al-dayna an al-madinin. Allahumma arham mawtana wa shfi mardana wa fukka asrana wa aafi mubtalana. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي. السلام علينا وعلى الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Please be patient. Sit down and care inshallah for your Muslim ummah locally and globally. I am your brother in Islam, Ayman Aishat, the director of Masjid Engagement for Care, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest civil rights and advocacy group for Muslims in America with chapters all over the country. Tonight, we will have the director of research department will come and tell you A to Z about care after Isha. But now, we need your support to continue this noble work and impactful mission. I will give you two major reasons why you need to support us and care about the work of care. After Gaza incidents, when we announced our solidarity with Palestine and our brothers and sisters in Gaza, we received the bombing threats to the hotel we were going to do our annual event. Yet, although the hotel canceled us, we ended up doing a very historical, record successful event. Takbir. The second thing is our involvement with the Muslim communities in a swing states, just like what happened in the primary election 3 days ago in Michigan. The continuous dedicated work for Muslims to have one united vote. Alhamdulillah, 100,000 people voted 3 days ago, and we were together very successful to make 94% of the Muslim voters vote uncommitted. That will send very strong, straightforward message that if you miss with one of us, you will face all of us. Takbir. And that's why our work needs to continue with your generous sadaqah and zakah and donation. 65 plus attorneys work for care, national and in other chapters, to defend our rights, to stop harassment, to stop the genocide like what's happening in Gaza, to stop the double standard. And we need to rise to a higher level of success when we work together. If you agree with me, you like this work, you need to support it, please raise your hand for $10,000. If you believe this work is worth your support, we need a $10,000 donor. I will stand, I will go super fast. But at the same time, the people who care enough and have the blessings and the resources from Allah, stand up and show your solidarity with the work that will protect Muslims and stop the madness and these massacres. Our work will, inshallah, save lives and inshallah will stop the massacre in Gaza. Do we have that, Kareem, who support care and want to show us your support? And I will say, and I will do it, whether it's a monthly, one donation, takbir. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you, accept from you. Say ameen. Do you have another Kareem who will stand up and say, I will make it happen? Another Kareem to say $10,000 from what Allah has given you. I will go for a $5,000 and in 2 seconds I need to jump to a smaller amount where everybody will contribute. Do you have another Kareem who likes the work of care? It's a zakat eligible. How many people can stand up for a federal court? How many people, just like we took the case of your Imam, Imam Yasser, to the Supreme Court and we won, and many other cases. We can do it alone and the individual client cannot do it on their own. We need collective support from the community. That's why your donation go much heavier. And now we need to send a very strong message together. A $5,000. Do we have another Kareem? $5,000. I will go to $1,000. Even if you have to make it $1 a day, we need to see big support from you, inshallah. Who believes this work is important, critical, social obligation, and you want to stand up with your brothers and sisters and support us with $1,000? Who can do that? Takbir. Who else can do that? Takbir. MashaAllah, takbir. Number three, who's number four? I was hoping 50 people will raise their hand. We need to see more Kareems to stand up for what is right, forbid what is evil. Work together. We don't need the ship to sink. When we are united, one body, one ummah, we send a strong message. $1,000. Takbir. $1,000 fi sabilillah. $1,000 to stand up for what is right. Takbir. Number six, raise your hand. At least we need a dozen from you to come forward. Even if you make it $80 a month, even if you make it $100, whatever, it's easy. But takbir, you need to have an answer in front of Allah. Like Imam Yasir mentioned, ma'dhiratan ila rabbikum. Have a good answer in front of Allah. Number seven, $1,000. Number seven, to say, I will do it fi sabilillah. Who else? Takbir, mashallah. Number eight, I will lie, I want takbir. Four more to go. Four more Kareems who believe this is important work. It is more important than building masajid. This is more important because you protect the masajid and the leaders and the imams. Takbir. This will protect the next generation. This will protect Islam here and abroad. Number 10, $1,000. Takbir. Number 11, $1,000. Sisters, do we have sisters? Takbir. First Kareema, mashallah. Number 12. Number 12, takbir, mashallah, may Allah reward you. $500. Who can give $500, even if you make it $50 a month, $40 a month? Takbir. Let's have a 12 of you, inshallah. $500 from takbir. $500 fi sabilillah. Raise your hand. Raise up to the challenge. Rise the bar of success for Muslim unity in America. Number three, $500. Who else can do a $500 fi sabilillah? Raised to the level of the challenge and the circumstances. We can save lives, not with the medical supplies and food, which other countries can do. We live in America with an opportunity to make an impact locally. Stand up together, inshallah. $500. Who can do that? $500? Taib, I will takbir. May Allah reward you, accept from you, protect you in health and wealth. I will, in 10 seconds, can we see 50 Kareem? To give $100 only, 50 Kareems, $100, takbir, takbir, $100, takbir, takbir, $100, fi sabilillah. Raise your hand, takbir, mashallah, $100, $100. I will be on the right side, my right side, your left side table with Brother Corey. Please come forward, swipe your card. 2 seconds, you are a donor, and we'll meet you tonight with a whole presentation about care after Isha prayer. Jazakumullah khair for the support. We look forward to have a strong presence here in Memphis later on, inshallah. And we'll listen to you, inshallah ta'ala. See you tonight. See you now outside, inshallah. Barakallah feekum.
Assalamu alaikum. Just please make sure that you also support our children. PVS students are out there attempting and trying to have as many people register to vote as possible. Please, inshallah, do stop by and show your support. Jazakumullah khair.